Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart-Centered Life. And this is Alex Robert Holmes with our theme song.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Yes, let's live our heart-centered life. This is the podcast arm of Heart Centered Programs, and Heart Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into life, having purpose, passion, and play. My name is Ellen Contenti. I'm the founder and I'm the host, and I'm so excited to continue this 12-segment series about the bigger game. This is segment 6, and we are going to be talking about investment. And these are all squares on the actual bigger game board. And each show I've been discussing what it means in relationship to your life. There's actually 9 squares, and we've already looked at 5 of them, things like comfort zone, hunger, compelling purpose, and gulp. This segment is on investment and what it means to invest in yourself and your bigger game, and what do you need to play big and stay invested in your life. Now, I am a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I'm going to be leading 2 upcoming workshops on the bigger game. The first one is in North Hollywood in the Los Angeles area on April 25th and 26th. Second one will be in New York City, June 27th and 28th. And you can learn more about both of these on my website at heartcenteredprograms.com. Now, the bigger game, if you've been listening to my series, you know, is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy that life is all made up. And Rick is the co-founder of the bigger game. And he says, if life is all made up, why not make it one that you want to live? And that's what we're all about, is creating the life of our dreams. So last show, we learned all about the gulp square. And gulp is that place where I can't and I must meet. It's equally part thrilling and part terrifying. And it's that feeling that you feel just before you take that leap. And so last show we talked about what we need to do to be able to take that leap. And so this segment is all about landing on the investment square. You've taken the leap. You know what it is that you want to do. And so what is it that you need now to invest in yourself to be able to play your bigger game, right? So as you play the bigger game and you move around the board, when you land on this square, you realize that you really do need to make an investment into your game, into yourself, or both, right? So investment is on many levels, right? We invest our time, we invest our effort, we invest commitment and focused attention into playing a bigger game. We also need to invest in ourselves. We need to be able to play and continue playing a bigger game in our lives. So we need to invest in ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, one of the most obvious investments is money. You know, it may require money to fund your bigger game, and many times it does. It may require money to fund a gym membership or a trainer, right, if you're taking better care of yourself physically, to take classes, go back to school, right, education. Maybe belong to a group, a community center, a spiritual center, where you're going to get fed emotionally and spiritually. All of these investments are in service to you playing your bigger game. Now, one big investment many people need to make, even before they embark on playing their bigger game, is the investment in clearing out the clutter, both physically and mentally. So once you've found yourself on the investment square, whether it's actually playing the game or just you've come to that realization in your own life that you know what it is that you want to do, you feel the hunger, you feel compelled, you are ready to make that leap and you've jumped, you're ready to invest. Well, sometimes there's a lot of things, actually not sometimes, many times, before we can invest in something new, we need to clear out the old or complete a project that we've already started. So in Rick's book, Play Your Bigger Game, in the chapter on investment, the best investment you'll ever make, he asks us to look at some questions, to actually ask ourselves some questions. So some of these questions that we would want to ask are, what from my past experience do I need to clear out or clean up so I can play this bigger game? What do I need in order to begin? How do I need to grow? What skills do I need to master? What weaknesses do I need to shore up? What strengths can I build upon? And here's another great question. Am I physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually fit enough for this game? What do I need to do to become fitter in each of these areas? What financial investments do I need to make at each stage of the game? And do I have enough time to invest in this game? These are all powerful questions, great questions that you want to ask yourself when you land on the investment square. So instead of jumping right off of that square, again, whether it's physically or in your mind, you're jumping into your bigger, you really want to make sure that you are prepared to be successful, because that's what this is really all about. What investments do I need to make in myself and in my bigger game so that I can be successful? And once your bigger game is underway, he goes on to talk about in the book, he advises you to invest or visit the investment square at least every couple of months to continue to ask questions such as, where do I need to invest more of my time and focus? Now what skills do I need to sharpen or acquire to sustain this game? And we're going to talk more about sustainability. Do I need additional financing to move to the next level? What resources do I need in order to keep growing? And here's another great question. Is this game still personally compelling? Right? Because many times we jump into something because we feel compelled, we feel this hunger, and yet when we get there, we realize, I don't think this is what I thought it was, or it's not compelling enough, or it's really not the game I want to be playing. So is this game still personally compelling? And then the last question is, how much more do I want to invest before moving on to the next bigger game? Right? So we're constantly coming back to the investment square. Now, one of the other things about investment, as you ponder the answers to these questions, one of the other gifts of playing a bigger game for yourself is the investment in the greater good or the shared value for your communities. And when we looked at hunger, we looked at there's three different types of hunger. There's hunger for yourself. What do you want more of? There's hunger for others. What do you want more for other people in your life? And then for the community. What do you hunger for out in the world? So it's no different when we look at investment. So if we are looking at investing in the greater good or the shared value for a community, this happens a lot as well if we look at corporations, when companies invest in their people, right? And they look at developing more socially responsible business strategies. Now, one company that has done this is the Nestle's Corporation, and this is an example that Rick gives in his book. They, as far as he's concerned, and I agree, they qualify as a bigger game player because they have more than 280,000 employees worldwide. And they had rolled out this plan called the Nescafe Plan. It's a $350 million program to provide more than 1,200 coffee farmers around the world with agricultural training, 50 million high-yield disease-resistant plantings, and a reliable market for their beans, right? The greater good and shared value for their communities. Now, if I look at my own life and look at, you know, how have I invested in playing my bigger game? Well, I've invested in becoming a certified trainer to be able to deliver the bigger game because I saw the value of that for the community, the greater good outside of myself. In order for me also to be able to travel worldwide, deliver programs, I need to make sure that I'm physically fit. So I invest myself every day in exercising and eating right, and also in my own emotional and spiritual health. I'm a licensed practitioner. I'm studying to be a minister, and I'm an active part of that community because it feeds me spiritually, and that allows me to continue to reinvest myself back into my bigger game. So it's all interconnected. So where are you today, and what investments are you ready to make? And what help might you require to make those investments? So that's what our show is going to be all about next time. On Thursday, April 9th, our next show is all about allies, which is another square on the bigger game board. Right? Our allies are the people that can assist us and help us. And there will be a new time on April 9th. It's actually going to be at 9 a.m., not 10 a.m., so make sure to mark that on your calendars. So we will look at allies, and if you want to learn more about the bigger game and register for the upcoming workshops, now's the perfect time so that you can take advantage of the early bird discounts that are being offered on both the North Hollywood at the Global Truth Center and in New York City. You can go to globaltruthcenter.org to register, or you can go to heartcenterprograms.com to learn more about both.
You're lost and you don't know where